she was stirring again. It were cute how she thought I didn't notice. Maybe she was finally going to tell me. Tell me what? I ask. That she was ready. We've been together close to a year now. I'd be her first if this were the case. When she told me, eyes full of fear, I let her know as I'd wait until she were ready. That had been early in our relationship. But lately, I've been catching her looking at me entirely differently. There was a certain hunger in her eyes. I'd seen flashes of it before when they were getting heavy. Although I knew she weren't ready, and I'd stopped before it progressed. By the way she'd been acting tonight, I think she were trying to gather up the courage to tell me. Wonder how long it'll take for her to catch on, as I already know. It won't be tonight from the way she were biting her lip. Oh God, it drove me fucking crazy when she did that. I could spend forever kissing her lips. She saw me looking back. Damn, I love it when she flushes like that. I'm looking forward to seeing how far down that flush goes. That's for another night, though. About a week passed before she came over again. And there she was, looking at me again with that same hunger. The kiss she gave us when I opened the door spoke volumes. Her face flushed when I pointed out she'd brought what looked like an overnight bag with her. Grinning, I told her I'd put it in the bedroom. That shy smile I received in return sent a low wave of heat through me. I needed to compose myself, so I made an excuse to go to the bathroom. Exiting the bathroom, I'd begun walking down the hall when she made her move. She pinned me against the wall. Are you trying to tell me something, sweetheart? Her mouth started to open. Before she even got a word out, she was against the wall, her wrists pinned above her head. I think I know what you want. Her face flushed darker. I'm going to ask you something. Her eyes glanced to the side. Sweetheart, I need you to look at me. Slowly her eyes met mine. There we go. Smiling, I continued. Is this your way of telling me you're ready? She nodded and said yes. You all right with me kissing you? She nodded before biting her lip. Pressing myself against her, I felt her breath quicken. Her eyes fluttered shut, and I brushed my lips against hers. A quiet sound passed her lips, leaning in close to her ear. I whispered, if you're unsure at any point, get uncomfortable or want to stop, then we'll stop, okay? Yes. I stepped away, letting her wrist go, only for her to entwine with fingers. Together we made our way to my bedroom. Much to my surprise, she had me sit on my bed. Slowly she began to strip, her flush growing darker with every article removed. The more she removed, the more nervous she looked. Wait up. Startled, she stopped to see what I wanted. Let me remove the rest, honey. Her hands slipped from her shoulders. Biting her lips, she nodded. I motioned her towards me and wrapped my arms round her. I love you. Her shoulders felt warm under my mouth. Soft sounds fell from her lips as I unhooked her bra. She peeked at me slyly, before letting it drop to the ground. Grinning, I pulled her backwards with me and causing her to squeal slightly. She snuggled into my arms for a moment before moving towards my headboard. When she settled herself, I made me move. I dragged myself up her body and pinned her to the bed. Her eyes widened with excitement and nervousness. Are you still sure? We can stop right now if you want. Don't stop. Please. Pulling away just long enough to shed my shirt. We were chest to chest. Cradling her face, I pulled her in and began kissing her. I felt her fingers slip into my hair and tug reflexively. Oh, that sent a jolt through me, causing to nip her bottom lip. She moaned, her mouth widening, and I slipped in. Breaking away, I started making my way towards her chest. Looking up, I saw her eyes burning and her lips part slightly. Slowly, my fingers slid to her breasts, feeling that warm, soft skin. A moan fell from her lips. I took my time running my hands over them, massaging them slightly, gently. Tiny whispers escaped her when I started playing with your nipples. You like that, sweetheart? A louder whimper slipped out when I tugged on one. Grinning, I pinched them both, earning me a moan. Do you want more? She gasped when my tongue flicked teasingly over the sensitive bud. God, those sounds. Fuck. My lips pressed around her nipple, beginning to lick, suck, nibble. I ran my palm over the neglected other breast, rubbing and squeezing, switching over to the other nipple, making it nice and hard. She sounded so intoxicating. I gave it one final suck and then began to kiss down again. You're doing so well, sweetheart. Kissing across her stomach caused her to giggle a little. She was so cute. Finally, I reached the top of her underwear. Pulling away enough to look at her, I looked down. You, my dear, have a wet spot. I heard rustling and looked up to see her hiding behind her fingers. Oh, darling, you're beautiful. Don't hide. She was peeking at me, biting her lip. Do you want to keep going? She squeaked out a yes. Sweetheart, can I remove these? Nodding, she allowed me to remove her underwear. Oh, beautiful, I murmured, before slipping her legs over my shoulders. Placing a kiss by her knee, I kissed and nibbled my way up her inner thigh. Are you ready, darling? Yes, she whispered. I pressed my lips softly against her clit. Kissing gently. My lips moving around her. My lip ring pressing against her hard little bud. Kissing starting to turn into sucking. Oh, God, the smell of her is intoxicating. Where she's starting to buck her hips. To push her pussy into me face. Watching her cum was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Slipping off the bed, I stripped myself of my remaining clothes. Now I was completely bare for her. I looked over, and there she was, staring. Her eyes glazed over from her first orgasm. Had lit up with hunger again. She liked what she saw. Good. Striding to the bed, I straddled her. Do you want to keep going? Yes, she moaned. Oh, God, yes. Wrapping her in my arms, I began gently working my cock inside. Little by little, she took me until I was completely surrounded by her warm, wet heat. You okay, sweetheart? She nodded before saying yes softly. I held her close while letting her adjust to my size. Her face was buried in my shoulder. It's all right, flower, I've got you. Pressing kisses to her neck and her shoulder to help her relax. Her fingers were digging into my shoulders. Are you ready for me to start moving? Please, she whispered. Wrapping her legs around me, she began pulling away. I began to slide in and out at a steady pace. Her quiet whimpering grew louder, turning into moans. The fingers that were digging into me back began to claw. My open mouth found hers, muffling her cries of pleasure. All I could hear was the blood rushing through my ears, and the sound of skin against skin. Oh, gosh, she began to tighten around me. I knew she was near the edge. One of my hands slipped between her slick bodies and just started gently rubbing her clit. All the sensations sent her tumbling over the edge, taking me with her. Oh, God, feeling her come with me for the first time. Oh, fuck, it was indescribable. I held on to her through her aftershocks. It's all right, sweetheart. I've got you. Pulling out, I shifted until she was laying across my chest. Kissing her sweaty forehead. Wrapping my arms tightly around her. I asked, did you enjoy your first time? A sleepy yes, followed by her nuzzling into my chest was my answer. Go ahead, kitten, rest your eyes. I'll be waiting for you. I felt her kiss me neck before laying her head down again. After all, she was worth the wait.